seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick B. David, and to all of you out there, to some of you, not everybody, because some of you are happy with your jobs, but those of you that hate your jobs and you complain on social media to your friends, to your spouse, everybody you know, we're going to talk about why you don't have a great job. So one of the common questions I get from friends, family, or some people on LinkedIn is, Pat, how come I don't have a great job? I don't like my job. And I get this message over and over and over again. So today's episode is dedicated to you. Entrepreneurs, you may want to watch this and share it with the employees that work for you or somebody that said that to you. So let me get right into it. 10 reasons why you don't have a great job. So step number one, before we get into it, it's a very simple relationship that everybody needs to know who has a job. If the employer is happy with you, and the employee is happy with the employer, everyone's happy. There is no friction. Unfortunately, a lot of times people say, I hate my job. Just know that the employer is probably feeling the same way about you as well. That's not typically a one-way thing. It's typically a two-sided thing. So why does this typically happen? I think a lot of times people don't even know what they're looking for. It's almost like you're looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you are clueless. So no matter who you date, you're gonna be miserable. You're not gonna like them and it has nothing to do with him or her. You don't know what you want. So step number one in looking for a job is solve for X. What is an ideal position for you and what is the priority of this position for you? For instance, you may say benefits. I need great benefits. Why? My wife is taking certain medication and I need to have great benefits because she needs to be on, or I have three kids, whatever it is. Benefits may be for you. It may be income. I just need an income. This is all I'm looking for. It's this income I'm looking for. 70 grand a year and that's it. I don't care about anything else. I need a solid income. Three, long term, I want to find a job that I can grow within the company. Number four, experience. I want to get into this industry. I want to get some experience under my belt. You know, yesterday I sit with a guy here who does audits for big companies. We're going through some things right now. So they audit to have audited financials. So if you ever go public or you're acquired, you have audited financials. I said, how'd you start off your career? I started off with one of the big four accounting firms. And that's how I started my career. And then I went and started with a CPA. I went and joined the company. I got an equity part of it. And I've been doing that for the last 13 years from Portland, Oregon. Phenomenal. But he went for experience first. Or you're solving for connections. I want contacts. I want to work at Google because I want contacts to engineers, et cetera, et cetera. Or it's passion. Man, I just want to do I want to go out there and make songs. I want to go out there and edit. I want to go out there and do it's passion. Or it could be a location. I want to be close to my kids. That's what I'm solving for. I don't want to move to LA. I want to go to New York. I want my family to be here. There's a location that matters as a number one reasoning. Supplemental income. You want secondary income. Next one could be companionship. What is companionship? There are people that work at Uber and they just drive Uber just because they want to talk to you because they don't have anybody else to talk to. They're living in a city, they know nobody. So they drive for 4 hours just to make some friends. There are some old people that work at Starbucks, 70 years old, just to greet people, just to talk to people, same as Walmart. Or last but not least, honor service. So step number one for you for getting a great job is answer these questions. What is at the top list? Number one, and they go number two and number three. By the way, any questions, thoughts, comments about what I've said so far, post it on the bottom. And if you haven't yet subscribed to this channel, click on that subscribe button right here so you're a subscriber on Valuetainment and becoming a Valuetainer. Number two, so this is what you're looking for. Number two, what is the current unemployment rate and where you live? They say, I hate my job. You may have a great job and you don't even know it, because the unemployment sucks and there's a lot of people that don't have jobs. So if unemployment is above 6, 7 to 10% or higher, you can't be too choosy. If unemployment is 0 to 6%, 0 to 5%, you can be choosy because there's jobs out there. The market's open, they can give you opportunities, you can look for things. And then the other thing for you to be looking for is what you offer in a marketplace. What do you truly offer? Like, remember happy, happy, if this is happy, employer's happy, everybody goes home happy. What do you offer? What is it? What is your proposition to the employer? What skill set do you have? What expertise do you have? What experience do you have? What contacts do you bring to the table? What attitude, how is your attitude? Like, is an attitude that you come in and you completely change the life of the office or the life of the company because you're a synergist, you make people feel good, you bring people together? effort, hard working. Maybe you're coachable, you're a very good student, you're always wanting to learn. Your degree, you got a degree in the specific job, so you're experienced. Creativity, you have a creative mind and people talk about your level of creativity, so people know that. Your following, your influence, maybe you got a big, you know, social media presence and you have marketing skills and SEO and all this other stuff. So your influence, part of your connections, but it's also your influence that can help the company out. So once you do that, and then see the current demand for your position. I had somebody that came up to me and they said, hey Pat, I think I'm worth 80. I said, oh really? What position? Such and such position. I went and did my research. The paying position for that was 60 grand a year. I said, I think you need to do a little bit more research on what that position pays for, especially with your experience. Went, came back. I said, what did you find? About $60,000. I said, that's what I'm comfortable paying you. I'm not comfortable paying you more than that. If you think you're worth more than that, keep looking. If not, I'll pay you 60. So, okay, I'll take the 60, took the 60. So you gotta know what it is also you're at. So once you know those things, okay, happy here, solve for X here, the current unemployment rate in whatever country you're living in, what you're offering to the company, and what your position is, what is the demand for your position, then we talk about 10 reasons why people can't get a job. By the way, most people don't even do what I just talked to you about. Now let me tell you about 10 reasons why you don't have a great job. Number one, you get around. Let me tell you what is getting around. So look, men and women don't want to date a partner that's been way too promiscuous. Now, some of us are forgiven, but let's just say if you're watching this and you're saying, well, Pat, that's not fair and that's this. If you've been a little too promiscuous, neither partner can really fully trust everything. It's okay, what happened here, man? You know, reputation is this. It's the same as hiring somebody for the company. If you've been around and you have 20 jobs in the last 3 years, I mean, there's a problem there. There's a trend there. You can't sit there and say there's not a problem there. So sometimes I'll get a resume and there'll be a big gap, okay? There'll be a gap, and then when we call references, eventually you'll figure out that this person had jobs, but there were only 2 week jobs that didn't work out that they didn't put in the resume. So they really had 6 additional jobs in the last 2 years. Employers don't want to hire people that get around because they're think about it this way. I'm gonna put 6 months or 60 days of training into this guy for him to quit 3 months later. It's a waste of my money. Why am I doing that? They don't like that. That's why you may not get a great job. Number two, you oversell yourself. I had somebody I hired, I give it to this girl for the way she did the interview. In the interview, I thought she was Oprah Winfrey, okay, by the time this interview was done. She was like, well, you know, I can do this, I can do that. I know everything about SEO, I know everything about this, WordPress, I know everything. Like, wow, she's using all those words. Oh, I'm a solution-oriented type of a person, and you know, I want you to know I always bring a solution to you. I don't bring a problem. I'm a team player. All these things, like bullet points, bam, 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 bam. All these things you want to hear, she said it. And I said, okay, let's call some of the references. A couple of them didn't call us back. One called us back, and one, we said, okay, let's give this person a shot. She got hired the next day. None of those things were true. She never brought solutions, always problems. She always complained, and this list one, by the way, this was a couple years ago, so this is not a recent thing. But if you oversell yourself in an interview and then you fall short, you're fired like this no matter where you work at. So you need to make sure you're not overselling yourself in an interview. Number three, lack of flexibility. If you want a great job and you want to work at a company that's got long-term benefits and they're going places, there's a part of you that's got to be flexible. If you're not too flexible, you're too rigid, then what you're saying is you're really only solving for income. And by the way, I'm in the insurance industry. There's a lot of big insurance companies that hire people based on income, and there doesn't need to be flexibility because it's just, here's what you're gonna do. You don't really care for the company. You don't love the job. It's just you needed the income, so you're willing to take it. That company also knows what they got you. If they wanted to fire you in 2 years, they can fire you like this. So there's not no deep-rooted relationship, passion for the company, nothing like that, right? So understand overselling yourself and lack of flexibility that could hurt your long-term if you want that great job. Number four, attitude. Attitude goes a long way. There isn't enough videos in the world and enough books in the world of attitude because the value of attitude is so high. It's insane how high the value of attitude is. I'm here to tell you, the guy on social media, who's the guy that's blowing up with his YouTube channel? What's his name? Logan Paul? Logan Paul, that's got 7-8 million views. By the time you watch this, he may have 10-11 million views. People love him because of his attitude. He's got an awesome attitude. It's so attractive. People love great attitudes. Maybe you have an attitude that's so positive, people want to be around it, right? Next, too cool for school. Let me tell you what I mean by too cool for school. So I had somebody that I hired. This was a six-figure salary person I hired. I hired somebody who was a six-figure salary, but he was too cool to learn, okay? There was nothing about it that was wanting to learn how to do this, learn how to do that. He was too cool for school, way too cool for school. So he didn't want to learn new skills. He didn't want to learn anything new. He was still in his DOS, you know, those, I still use my BlackBerry and they barely, you know, adapting to social media. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic, but you understand my point to you. They are too cool for school. And those people are too cool for school. You cannot stay with a great job, because what a great job really is telling you is it's a company that's constantly adapting and improving, and a company that's constantly improving, which makes it a great job, requires you to constantly be improving your skill set to stay trendy. If you don't, you are not going to keep a great job because the employer is not happy. Number six, effort. Very simple. You bring effort, great. I had a person in an interview say, I'm the type of person that always shows up 15 minutes early. If you're on time, you're too late. All these lines, right? Every single day for the first week of employment, she was late 10 minutes. Every day she was late 10 minutes. And it was always, dog's not feeling good. He threw up all night. A kid wasn't feeling too good. The other time was car broke down. The traffic was bad. And there was a car accident. 5 days straight, every one of them. And I'm like, so what are you going to use next week? I'm really curious to know. I really want to hear next week. Cowboys lost? I mean, what is it going to be? It was too big of a party and a riot or protesting. I'm just curious what's coming next. Point being, effort, if there's effort, you'll typically land a great job. If there's not effort, these types of companies demand hard work because they have bigger dreams and bigger goals. Number seven, social media presence. Let me explain to you what it is about social media presence. When you hire a company, I am very lucky that social media didn't exist when I was 18 years old. I'm telling you right now, it was a big blessing, because if Instagram and Snapchat was around when I was 18, nobody would hire me if social media was around when I was 18 years old. Having said that, for you, there's social media, which means what? You gotta be careful. So that picture with the beer bong, you can't have on there, okay? Your LinkedIn's gotta be a professional pic. If you don't wanna wear a suit and a tie, wear a professional attire and a decent haircut. You know, don't put your, you know, haircut that's just like the curly hair coming out like a Superman curl you got going on here. None of that stuff. Very professional picture you put on LinkedIn. Businesses will typically look at LinkedIn first, but they're gonna scope out everything else. So have a solid social media presence. Number eight, you're begging, and it's obvious. Great companies don't hire beggars, let me tell you. They don't hire beggars. I know this sounds strange, but it's kinda like this. The prettiest girl you wanna date, you think she's turned on by beggars? Hell no. She wants a guy that's like, you know who I am? We're going out together and we're gonna have a good time. I'm gonna show you a good time. Hey, please go on a date with me. Please go on a date with me. Please go on a date with me. That's begging. If you really want a great job and you present yourself properly, that doesn't mean you can't be creative. That doesn't mean you can't be aggressive and assertive. Not necessarily too aggressive, but somewhat assertive. That doesn't mean you can't do that. But it's not, I'm coming in here because only this. You're gonna say, I just want you to know, I'm very happy if I get the position to work for your company, but I just want you to know, I promise you, you are gonna be very glad you made the decision to hire me. And you'll find that out within the first 90 days of me working for you. That's like, I'm not begging, but you say, just please give me an opportunity, please. I beg you, just please give me a chance to work for your company. They're not hiring you. Something's missing here, and companies hire confident people. Number nine, unemployed too long. If you're unemployed too long, red flag. If you haven't had a job for way too long, there's a problem right there. And 10, last but not least, endorsements. You know, if you have people saying good things about you, your references are weak references. If you have solid references, you'll have an opportunity, because we call references. Everybody that we hire, we call every single reference, and we try to talk to them before we give the person a second or third interview. So it's important who your references are. And by the way, reference calls, if they just say the typical thing and you prep somebody, everybody typically knows. Like, you got to realize, once you do 200 reference calls, you know whose reference calls are fake. So you can't put a fake reference call, because the first thing a person is doing is going on the references LinkedIn to see who this person is, and then sending a message there and saying, do you know this? Can you get on the phone, because we'd like to do a reference check? They're checking the credibility on the individual as well. And so you got to have some solid references. If you do, if somebody puts a good word in for you, great. If somebody contacts the reference and they present you properly because you've done a good job with them, that benefits you as well. So having said that, these are 10 reasons why somebody doesn't yet have a great job. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.